This goes to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N, fax 989-802-5083, regarding Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N-E, Meyer, M-E-I-R, Jr., date of birth, 1/29/1954. Dear Dr. Khan, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mrs. Meyer, who was seen by Dr. Fuente in the hospital in September of 2024 for abnormal kidney function and low sodium concentration at that time. She had a tricuspid valve repair at that and had a left atrial appendage occlusion device and a maze procedure done, and suffered from severe edema, which is chronic. It is from toes all the way up to her upper thighs and sometimes into the lower abdomen. She was having abnormal sodium concentrations due to high diuretic use. Actually, she has been very stable on Bumex. She takes 4 milligrams in the morning and 2 milligrams in the evening every other day. Daily, it's 4 milligrams of Bumex, and then every other day, 20 milligrams or 2 milligrams of Bumex in the evening. And that's been fairly stable in keeping her weight stable. She has been getting monthly lab studies done, and she had labs done at 10:30 a.m. this morning, and potassium was critically low at 2.7. She did want to keep this appointment, but knew that she should be going to the ER. So immediately after this appointment, she was going to go directly to ER, which she did. She does have a history of many strokes also, and she's on low-dose aspirin as well as Plavix, 75 milligram daily. She has known factor V Leiden deficiency also. She was feeling very poorly today, but she also had elevated creatinine level at 10:30 a.m. It was 1.76. Sodium was low at 134, carbon dioxide high at 39. Hemoglobin was 11.2, normal white count to normal platelet levels. Serum osmolality was high at 3.10 when checked when she did get to the ER today. She did have a pro-BNP level done at 10:33 this morning, and it went from a month ago, 3,140, down to 358. Magnesium level was 2.7 elevated today. After the visit in this practice, she went to the ER and her potassium was lower. It was down to 2.3. Sodium up to 135, carbon dioxide greater than 40, and creatinine 1.84. So the patient was admitted to Gratiot Community Hospital for further evaluation. And she, after the potassium replacement, she will actually have a follow-up visit within the next 2 weeks in this practice with Dr. Fuente again for further evaluation. Current medications include the Bumex, baclofen, aspirin, albuterol, Zyrtec, several vitamins, vitamin B12, vitamin D, Farxiga, 10 milligram daily, Lexapro is 5 milligram daily, Brio Ellipta, folic acid, gabapentin is 800 milligram twice a day, Plaquenil is 200 milligram twice a day, Synthroid lidocaine patches for back pain, lactulose as needed for constipation, clindamycin for pre-dental prophylaxis, magnesium, metalazone is 5 milligram every 3 days as needed for weight gain and edema, omeprazole, Miralax also if needed for constipation, potassium chloride is 40 mil equivalent daily with the Bumex. Promexipol is 0.5 milligram at bedtime. Spiriva, Aldactone, 25 milligram daily. She takes Lantanoprost eye drops at bedtime and Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight 249 pounds. Pulse was 77. Blood pressure was left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140. Over 78. Neck was supple, without jugular venous distension. Lungs were clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart was regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, very distant sounds. Abdomen obese, possible ascites in the lower abdomen, and she does have edema, 3 to 4 plus edema, toes to knees bilaterally and starting just above the knees also. Labs and diagnostic studies previously reported, and we have an echocardiogram, most recently 12/17 of 24. Ejection fraction was 53. Left atrial appendage ligated. Abnormal septal motion consistent with postoperative statement or status. And she had a repaired mitral valve with a mitral valve ring, and a repaired tricuspid valve and a tricuspid valve ring, and ungraded diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan, stage 3B chronic kidney disease, severe hypokalemia, sent directly to ER after this appointment, and chronic congestive heart failure. Also factor 5 Leiden deficiency with recurrent strokes. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice after she's discharged from the hospital within the next 2 weeks. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.